Iraq's neighbor, Turkey, has also been touched by the violence going on now in northern Iraq. As many as 80 Turks who were in northern Iraq have been seized by the militant group ISIS. The Turkish government is reportedly negotiating for their release. But back home, the opposition has jumped on Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan for not doing enough. Erdogan has lashed back at his critics for trying to exploit the kidnappings. One of his supporters even suggested that Turkey's Gezi Park protesters are in cahoots with the ISIS militants in Iraq. While Erdogan didn't say that, he has made some odd pronouncements recently. Dalia Mortada has more from Istanbul.
Erdogan has mostly blamed foreign agents for stirring up trouble in Turkey. His pronouncements have both transfixed and baffled Turks, with some wondering whether perhaps he's gone off the rails.
Their use of force as well.
That's CNN's Istanbul correspondent Ivan Watson, live on CNN International a few weeks ago, covering the Gezi Park anniversary.
Errol, we're being detained right now.
Anyone watching the channel saw him being detained by plainclothes police.
Bir tane o CNN'in dal kavuğu. Oralarda bir şeyler yapmaya çalışıyor.
2 days later, Erdogan told a crowd of supporters that cops caught Watson red-handed at Taksim Square, calling him an undercover agent. The U.S. State Department called the accusation ridiculous.
If you're watching from the outside, it kind of sounds crazy to us. Does that sound crazy to you? Does that sound crazy to Turks?
It sounds crazy to me to say that a CNN reporter reporting about what's happening in the middle of Istanbul is a spy or has evil intentions.
But author Mustafa Akyol says it makes sense to Turks.
Erdogan is doing this because it's a useful rhetoric, because it is in the educational system that there are enemies out there which are conspiring Turkey all the time. So when you have this narrative, it appeals to broad masses in society.
Akyol says blaming outsiders for trouble in Turkey isn't unique to Erdogan supporters. It's a politician's fallback maneuver, because it works. Just ask Istanbul resident Nezire Alada. She says, of course foreign powers and foreigners interfere with Turkey. Sometimes they do good things, like invest and help the economy. But when they do bad things, like cause unrest, I don't want them around, she says. Alada says Erdogan must take a stand. That stand is good politics, says Howard Eisenstadt, a Turkey expert and professor at St. Lawrence University. In August, Turks will be voting directly for president for the first time ever.
The truth is that he's looking forward to an election that will more or less seal his capacity to define Turkey for the next decade. So he's pulling out all the stops.
All the stops includes blaming a host of so-called lobbies for Turkey's troubles. The chaos and interest rate lobbies are the foreign-backed forces behind street protests that have wrecked Turkey's economy. Erdogan blamed the robot lobby for the mass Twitter campaign criticizing him and his government for corruption. The pro-government media blamed the porn lobby for trying to stop a strict internet law that allows the government to shut down websites without a court order. So far, Erdogan's been declaring victory against these so-called meddlers. The question is, do Erdogan and his top advisors really believe this stuff? Again, Mustafa Akyol.
I asked this question to a friend of mine who's in high levels in government, and I said, and I know who's well-educated and he knows the world better than some of the other people there. And he said, well, I really don't believe in this, but it sells. It makes sense to a lot of voters.
Erdogan's fortunes as presidential candidate may also be boosted by a successfully negotiated hostage release. And there's even a chance that Turkey could play some part in stabilizing northern Iraq. Turkey does a lot of business in the region. But Erdogan's politics remain confusing to some. A trial is ongoing for 26 Gezi Park demonstrators. 5 of them are accused of founding a criminal organization, a law that's usually used to fight organized crime or terrorism, not peaceful protest movements. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.